Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I am your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with greater impact and influence on the telephone, and I have taken all of the tips, tools, and techniques I pioneered many years ago and rolled it into this mini podcast where I'm going to share one big idea with you and give you some tips that you can try right away on your very next conference call. Today's episode is entitled, You Only Have 8 Seconds or Less, and this is why. In the year 2000, the average attention span of a human being was 12 seconds. In the year 2012, the average attention span of a human being was 8 seconds. The average attention span of a goldfish, my friends, is 9 seconds. So basically, we human beings have a shorter attention span than that of a goldfish. Now that is frightening, and you all know it's true, right? And if in 2012, our attention span was 8 seconds, I'd venture to say now in 2014, it's probably, 6 seconds, 4 seconds, something like that. Now, the reason this is a very compelling statistic for those of you who are in virtual teams and who lead virtual teams is because you know how hard it is to grab your audience's attention. And once you get their attention, you know how hard it is to keep their attention, right? Because in these virtual environments, the fact that you are not in person and that your audience is not required to make eye contact with you, they can't see you, it tends to allow the audience to be a little bit rude, if you will. It lets the audience off the hook in terms of really paying attention, showing they're paying attention by not openly and brazenly, you know, reading, texting, or looking at their cell phones or looking at their email. I find that in a virtual environment that folks will behave in ways they would never, ever behave in an in-person environment. And so when you think about you only have 8 seconds, 8 seconds or less to really grab your audience's attention, there are a couple things that you need to think about to be able to do that, right? You have that little window and you want to get in there while that window's open. So if you are communicating on a conference call, whether you're leading the call or you're attending or presenting on that call, the one thing that you want to do to grab the audience's attention is you want to use a headline. Use a headline. And when I say headline, I mean exactly what you see on a newspaper or a magazine, a brief, bold statement, a phrase, a statistic, something alarming or arresting or interesting or surprising, something that grabs the audience's attention. It stops them from looking at their cell phone. It stops them from thinking about their email, and it makes them want to know more about the message. What's the message after the headline, right? So for those of you who travel or pass newsstands, you know how it is. You're walking past the newsstand or you're walking down the concourse in the airport and you're walking along and you see a magazine, you see a newspaper, and a headline grabs your attention and you stop and you go over to the paper, the magazine, whatever it is, you pick it up and you open the magazine up and you become engaged with the message. Well, the same thing happens when you use verbal headlines. It stops your audience in their tracks and they then want to draw closer into that message, get more engaged around that message. So use a headline, my friends, and you will see a huge difference in how do you grab that audience's attention in 8 seconds or less. Now, once you grab them, you got to keep them. So you want to make sure that you follow up the headline with expressiveness. You want vocal variety. You want to have a varied pitch and tone and tempo and inflection, right? You don't want to grab their attention with a great headline and then drop into a monotone where everything becomes the same tone and you're just talking like a robot, and then you wonder why you lose your audience's attention, right? And you start to fall asleep, and they start to fall asleep, and then everybody's asleep, right? You don't want that. You want to make sure that once you grab that audience that you are expressive, you have energy, you have enthusiasm. If you need to get up and make gestures and move around the room and flail your arms, if you can do that, if you have an office, if you're in a cubicle, maybe tone it down a little bit. But you want to make sure you are really expressive, because that's what holds your audience. So your action step for this week, my friends, you must choose a headline for your next important message that you have to deliver in a virtual environment. So again, whether you're leading the call or you're attending the call or presenting on a conference call, it doesn't matter. You still have a message. You still want that message to get across. You still only have, even if the call is in session or in motion, you still only have 8 seconds or less to grab your audience's attention. Even if the conference call is already going and you're going to step up to bat to speak, you want to practice these techniques I'm sharing with you. Make sure you get a headline, a good one, and make sure you are expressive. Okay, so give it a try, and keep in mind, I have people who ask me, so what are examples of headlines? So really quickly, you can use a statistic, a bold phrase, a statement, an adjective. So just as an example, I'm making up the statistics, so don't go Googling it to see if it's true. I'm making this up, right? So you might say something like, by 2015, 73% of the global workforce will be virtual. Now, that's not true, but I mean, that's an arresting statistic. If you have an audience who really cares about virtual teaming and what the impact that's going to have and how the numbers are growing, if that's your audience and you throw out a statistic like that, that statistic stops them in their tracks, right? So you can use a statistic, you can use a metaphor, you can use a bold statement, you can use a bold adjective, whatever it is, you want to grab their attention. That's how you do a headline. Okay? Give it a shot. Let me know how it goes. And if you want to learn more techniques and tips and tools about how to communicate with impact for virtual teams, come right on over to my LinkedIn group that has the same name. It's called Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. It's on LinkedIn. And if you connect with me on LinkedIn and ask for an invitation, I'll get one right over to you. And you are free to join the group where we are crowdsourcing best practices around virtual teaming and how to communicate with virtual teams in ways that engage, inspire, and motivate them to action. All right, my friends, it's been great spending time with you. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I will be back in a couple of days with some new tips and some new coaching techniques. Okay, this is Rasheryl McCreary, your host, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.